Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Yes, it is the greatest nation on God's green earth, despite the fact that there are all sorts of folks who want freedom of speech to be able to indoctrinate our children. And that's what you're talking about with school curricula, in order to teach them that America is a guilty, awful country. There's a lengthy, lengthy, big article coming out in the Washington Post this weekend that directly compares America to Nazi Germany over about 20 pages of text. Basically says that Germany was able to come to terms with its horrible past. Will America be able to come to terms with its horrible past? Talking about a horrible past, there's a 48-year-old guy who lives in a homeless shelter. During the time he's been in that homeless shelter, he's been arrested 17 times for setting fires, for violent assault. Finally, he did something that may lead him to stay in jail. We will get to that. Speaking of comparing America to Nazi Germany, there was a fifth grade class that had a homework assignment to come into school and then give a first-person narrative, in other words, talking about, I did this, I did that, I did that, dressed up as somebody in history. And there was a certain kid who chose to dress up as Adolf Hitler. I don't know yet, because I haven't published pictures of the little kid, if the fifth grader wore a funny little mustache or a swastika armband, who knows? In any event, this has caused a certain amount of controversy, as you can imagine, in one of our public schools. We will get to that story, and also the reports that are all over the place now, in the New York Times, in CNN, throughout mainstream media, that President Trump, and even in Forbes magazine, they have the same story. President Trump is planning to make a comeback, not in 2024, when he could run for president, to return to the presidency. No, he's planning to make a comeback before August. So that would be in June or July. How? We will get to that story, and some people from the Trump camp, like his daughter-in-law, Laura, who say, look, I don't know about this. I don't know about the plan to reinstate President Trump as president, but we will cover that on the Medved Show. First up, the whole idea that America should have some kind of respect for its own past, that we should not be in the situation that the Germans are. The Germans twice caused gigantic world wars. And am I saying that Germany alone was responsible for World War I? Yeah. If you look at the history, without the stumbling, ridiculous leadership of Kaiser Wilhelm II, and without German imperialism, World War I would not have happened. 16 million people died. At World War II, the greatest war crime in history, and not just the Holocaust and the murder of 6 million Jews, but the murder worldwide of at least 40 million people. I mean, just phenomenal. And now we're being told that America is similar. There's a piece in the New York Times, and actually they do try to be a little bit more balanced than they usually are. But the headline is GOP challenges teaching of racism scope. This is a very, very misleading headline. Is the GOP or Republicans really trying to prevent the teaching of racism or anything about racism? Of course not. I have actually looked at new history textbooks, and there is a profound focus on slavery, which is appropriate. we fought the greatest war in our history over slavery. And no, it wasn't over tariffs, and no, it wasn't over states' rights. It was over the existence of an evil institution and a criminal institution. Was it criminal in the sense that it was against the law? No, it was the law at that time, at least in many states. And it's one of the great heroic stories of the United States that we turned away from that. And we were one of the first countries in the world to do so. The question is, are we supposed to now teach our children that everything about the United States, our entire history, it is all based on slavery and racism, and without that, there's no America? That is, first of all, it's a lie. Second of all, why would you teach children that lie? How will that help children in their lives, whether those children are black or white or Latino or Asian? How does teaching kids that America is based on white supremacy, how does that help an education system that is failing right now? And one of the reasons it's failing is this obsession with political correctness and the desire to instill guilt rather than gratitude. It's an absurdity. And it's worse than a lie. It's a lie that doesn't damage somebody else. It damages you. It damages us. It damages our kids and grandkids. Here's the piece by Tripp Gabriel and Dana Goldstein in the New York Times. They begin by saying, in Loudoun County, Virginia, a group of parents led by a former Trump appointee is pushing to recall school board members after the school district called for mandatory, this is in quotes, mandatory teacher training in systemic oppression and implicit bias. Okay? In Washington, 39 Republican senators called history education that focuses on systemic racism a form of activist indoctrination. Now, what they're talking here is not that you're supposed to ignore racism, but if you are trying to teach people that racism is the whole beginning and the middle and the end of the story, that the whole country is based on racism, yes, that is activist indoctrination. And the idea that you are required to teach that is an outrage. And across the country, reports the New York Times, Republican-led legislatures have passed bills recently to ban or limit schools from teaching that racism is infused in American institutions. After Oklahoma's GOP governor signed his state's version in early May, he was ousted. The ceremonial commission for the 1921 race massacre in Tulsa. And this is absurd. He never opposed commemorating the race massacre in Tulsa. And do you think it got enough enough recognition? Do you think it got enough discussion? I mean, President Biden gave a major speech there. And yes, it is far more appropriate to remember a huge and hideous riot like that one, where up to 300 people were killed. It is far more important to remember that than to try to obscure it. But the governor who was thrown off the commission never tried to obscure it. What he tried to obscure was this idea of critical race theory, that everything in America is based on race. Republicans, writes the Times, have focused their attacks on the influence of critical race theory, a graduate school framework that has found its way into K-12 public education. The concept argues that historical patterns of racism are ingrained in law and other modern institutions, and that the legacies of slavery, segregation, and Jim Crow still create an uneven playing field for black people and other people of color. See, part of the challenge to this, which is very important, is the challenge that Jason Riley, great black conservative columnist, made yesterday. What is that challenge? We will get to that and more on the MedVed Show.
More Michael MedVed in a moment.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code NetVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVed for these great radio specials. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Medved show, there were a series of, how do you put it, unanticipated accidents. A ship, the largest ship in Iran's Navy, blew up. And at almost exactly the same time, there was a big oil refinery fire that actually blew up one of their biggest oil refineries. Accident? Intentional? Who... If anyone was behind it, we will get to that speaking to Michael Rubin, coming right up, of the American Enterprise Institute, who has spent years working in and living in Iran and studying it and helping prepare our armed services for potential confrontations with the Islamic Republic of Iran. The Democrats, according to the New York Times, have a very tough time handling this issue about teaching critical race theory. The Times writes that the large parts of the party's base, including many voters of color, support more discussion in schools about racism's reach, and they believe that such conversations are an educational imperative that should stand apart from partisan politics. History is already undertaught. We've been undereducated, and these laws are going to get us even less educated, so said Prudence I. Carrier, the dean of the Graduate School of Education at the University of California at Berkeley. Some of the discussion about education has been fueled by the 1619 Project, reports the Times, developed by the New York Times Magazine, which argues that the country's very origin traces to when the first ship carrying enslaved people touched Virginia's shore that year in 1619. Quote, out of slavery and the anti-black racism it required grew nearly everything that has truly made America exceptional, the magazine's editor wrote. Okay, how ridiculous that is. And by the way, it shows that, yes, the dean at Berkeley of the education school who says we're undereducated, we are undereducated. And the people who are promoting this kind of nonsense are undereducated. Why? Not because they don't know anything about American history, though there's that too. It's because they don't know anything about the history of the world, for God's sake. What is so astonishing about this quote directly from the 1619 Project is they say that... and again, I want to give you the quote so you can consider it, let it sink in, and how malicious and how stupid and how ignorant this is. Out of slavery and the anti-black racism it required grew nearly everything that has truly made America exceptional. There was nothing exceptional about slavery. Slavery was universal. It was a universal horror. The fact that it was universal doesn't make it okay. Slavery was practiced everywhere in Asia. It was practiced everywhere in Africa in a particularly brutal form. And according to all historians, the African slave trade will tell you that more slaves were taken by Islamic countries, countries in the Middle East and in other parts of Africa. There were more people enslaved by those Islamic countries than all the European countries combined. And for the United States, you know how unexceptional we were? We were unexceptional in terms of the institution of slavery, but we were exceptional in resistance to it. In resistance to it by people of conscience, led, by the way, most forcefully and initially by Quakers, who helped to settle Pennsylvania. Philadelphia used to be the Quaker city, and that was one of the reasons that when they began trying to get slaves out of the South to freedom, Quakers played, and Philadelphia played, a very crucial role. In any event, the idea that what makes America exceptional is slavery is just like this idea that it's our original sin. We didn't invent it. We did work against it and reject it as early as the Constitutional Convention, and I've written recent columns about this. We did one of our history podcasts in light of history on this subject. The truth is that the founders of this country, who got together in Philadelphia, big anti-slavery city, by the way, they got together in Philadelphia in 1787, they stuck in the Constitution a specific ability within 20 years after the Constitution to abolish the slave trade. And they did. They did it actually the same year that Britain did, and Britain got the idea from us. And the idea that there was already an anti-slavery society started before 1700 in America, that's not part of this idea that what made America exceptional was slavery. How ignorant that is. And this brings me to, I think, what is the most important response. And I do believe that Republicans need to do this is part of what is making people vulnerable to all of this nonsense about critical race theory and how America is a deeply racist nation, is that people don't know anything about world history. I was reading over the Memorial Day weekend. Don't ask me why. I could explain why, but I was. I was reading a book about Tsar Alexander II of Russia. It's not light reading. It's pretty grim reading. He ended up getting blown up horribly in 1881. But Tsar Alexander II made Lincoln look like a piker. He liberated 24 million slaves because they had serfdom in Russia. And in serfdom, the master owned his serfs, just like people in the evil system of slavery own their slaves. This was everywhere. And thank God, civilization led by the United States and Great Britain, and yes, it was something where Wilberforce, and led by Christians in those countries, that this country rejected it. And again, when people say that America is exceptional only in its cruelty, it's because they don't know the history of other countries. If you look at the number of millions of people, nobody even knows for sure, but it surely was millions of people who died in the Napoleonic Wars. What was that about? Was America responsible for that? If you look at any country, France, which is supposed to be such a pillar of enlightenment, France practiced slavery. They populated all of their West Indian colonies, and they had a bunch of them, and with slaves. They got the slaves from their colonial possessions in Africa, and then they abolished it when the Revolution came. And then Napoleon came back, and in 1802, he said, oh, yeah, slavery, that's okay, we make money on it, and reestablished it. And it wasn't until later they got rid of it. The point about this is that Americans need to know context, need to know what happened in other countries, the history of other countries, the history of all of civilization. And what a glorious thing it is that slavery is behind us. And what about Iranian tyranny and religious tyranny and oppression? We'll talk about what just happened in Iran, good thing or bad thing for the United States of America, with Michael Rubin coming up.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has reportedly made another offer on his infrastructure plan in a Wednesday meeting with West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito. Politico reporting that the president's new plan included $1 trillion in new spending, down from his initial package of $2.3 trillion, but far from the levels of spending in a Republican counteroffer. Biden and Capito will meet again on Friday, even as members of his administration say that a time to get a deal done is running out. And new COVID cases in the United States have fallen to levels not seen in more than a year. The latest 7-day average is around 15,600 cases per day, the lowest level since March 2020. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said Thursday that that average is down 94% from a peak in January of this year. Average daily deaths have also fallen to a low of about 360 a day. Walensky says the drops come as more Americans get vaccinated. 63% of adults have received at least one dose of vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Michael Medved show, there were big events over the last 24 hours over in the Middle East, events that struck the Islamic Republic, so-called, of Iran with great force. To talk about them, it's a pleasure to be able to turn to Michael Rubin, who's become a regular feature on this show, I'm proud to say. He's a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington, where he specializes in Iran, Turkey, and the broader Middle East. He's a former Pentagon official, and he has also taught classes at sea to the American military about the Horn of Africa and Middle East conflicts, culture, and terrorism. Dr. Rubin, always a pleasure to speak to you. So what's the latest? Is it assumed to be purely an accident that an oil refinery blew up at the same time as the largest ship, apparently, in the Iranian Navy?
Well, people say with regard to the Middle East that it's hard to believe so many coincidences. That said, we do need an air of caution simply because you have had a long history of Iranian naval mishaps as well as industrial mishaps. That said, it seems that these are coming at a time when tension is ratcheting up, when Iran was seeking to make a high-profile delivery to Venezuela, and this has all the earmarks of a covert operation as well.
What about how large is this ship that we're talking about? Apparently it was severely damaged. They had to evacuate all of the crew. What's the latest that you understand on that explosion?
This is one of their largest supply ships. At the same time, it has a platform. It's the Iranian ship is called the Makran, and Makran is actually the name of the southern coast of Iran. Oftentimes, they name their ships after geographic areas. But it was one of their main supply vessels. At the same time, it could launch helicopters and drones, and so this severely handicaps their reach. That said, about 2 years ago, there was a destroyer which sank in the Caspian Sea, which sank just because of its own negligence. There was an explosion a few years before that of one of the main Iranian oil tankers that was suspected to be delivering oil to North Korea. And then also around the 2016 time frame, two Iranian frigates basically broke down off the coast of South Africa, couldn't be repaired, they ran out of food, and you actually had Iranian sailors begging on the streets. So the Iranian Navy does have a long history of mishaps, especially as the Iranians press it ever increasingly to try to project power beyond perhaps their means.
The Biden administration seems to be very focused on trying to return to the joint agreement regarding nuclear development and Iran. Is something like this, where there are twin mishaps, accidents, explosions, is that going to make it more or less likely that the Biden administration and the Iranian government actually move forward with this, quote, reconciliation?
Well, I think the Biden administration is moving forward with the reconciliation, Michael, for reasons that are completely political as opposed to calibrated to the facts of the nuclear portfolio. And therefore, if the Biden administration truly wants to re-embrace Iran, truly wants to have some sort of rapprochement, this sort of episode isn't going to impact that. That said, what I would believe is that if the Israelis, if the Emiratis, if the Saudis, if anyone else who is opposed to this sort of rapid rapprochement believes that they can no longer trust the United States to sort of constrain Iran's nuclear program and its military ambitions, I would suspect we would see a lot more of this covert unilateral action, perhaps without forewarning the United States, as many regimes, many administrations in Israel and regimes in the Emirates and Saudi in Saudi Arabia would have done in the past.
Speaking about regimes in Israel, it appears virtually certain now that there will be a new government in Israel led by Naftali Bennett, a former defense minister, somebody who, according to a lot of estimates, is even further to the right or more to the right than Bibi Netanyahu. Would a new government under Yair Lapid and Naftali Bennett, would that be make it more likely or less likely for a heightened conflict with Iran?
Well, in reality, it's not really going to change the Israeli security calculus. The Israeli elections are completely about personality at this point. For the last 20 years or so, ever since Israel built the security barrier, which some people call the wall, there's been a 90% decline in terrorism inside Israel, and this has solidified sort of a security consensus across the political spectrum from the left wing to the right wing. And so when it comes to this sort of defense and security strategy and posture, we're not going to see much change. This is all about Bibi Netanyahu and the fact that so many people dislike him. And if this coalition actually holds, and there's one more big test case they have to go through before Bibi's gone, then what's going to make or break this new government in Israel are social issues relating to religion, relating to marriage, relating to gay rights and so forth. What's uncertain with regard to this coalition now is while they have agreed to the sort of power-sharing rotation, 2 years of Bennett, 2 years of Lapid, they have to agree on a parliamentary speaker. And you have a coalition which really is only united by their hatred of Netanyahu. They're not united in anything they stand for. And so if they can't come to a consensus on a parliament speaker, then you can't actually have a formal vote to create this new government.
And then they go to a fifth election in 2 years.
It would be something like that. Right now, the parliamentary speaker is one of Netanyahu's guys. And what you would have in the short term is some parliamentary shenanigans in order to try to give Netanyahu a couple more days to break this coalition. But if that doesn't work, then in all likelihood, it would be election number five.
Yeah, it is. It is an unbelievable thing when you look at what's going on in Israel. If Naftali Bennett does become prime minister, as appears more likely than not, he would be the first prime minister in Israeli history to wear a yarmulke, to wear a traditional skull cap, as he does, as a personally religious guy. At the same time that his partner, his primary partner, Yair Lapid, is somebody who really made his gain and made his name in Israeli politics by opposing special privileges for the Haredim, which are called ultra-Orthodox in Israel. An odd couple, are they?
Perhaps, but you would have to look at Lapid as more, or Naftali Bennett as more modern Orthodox, as opposed to the Hasidic or Haredim, which are sort of a separate social category inside Israel. But what I find most striking about this coalition is normally the Israeli Arab parties have stood apart, and no one has really embrace them. But now you have the Israeli Arab party leader actually being, if you will, the keystone that has put this coalition over the edge. And in doing so, it not only shows the integration of the Israeli Arab parties, but it also suggests that as Israel normalizes its role in the Middle East, the Israeli Arab parties are going to have a much more important role to play. And when we look at regional integration in the ministry, the regional integration ministry, that's going to be held by an Israeli Arab. And so there's a lot of optimism inside Israel that they're going to consolidate the Abraham Accords. They're going to be able to start with a real solid business relationship with Bahrain, with the United Arab Emirates, and so forth. And this whole Gaza issue, which dominated the headlines over the last month, is going to be put behind them.
God willing. Listen, Michael Rubin, thank you so much for your perspective always and for your knowledge. His most recent commentary posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back with more on the culture war here in the United States about America's past and future coming up. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, there is ongoing conflict about critical race theory, about America's guilt, about the 1619 Project, about the whole teaching of history about the United States of America. And I was making the case and interrupted it to bring us a little bit up to date on some of what's going on in the rest of the world, that part of what most Americans don't know is just how unbelievably fortunate our country has been. And basically, the reason that people become obsessed with this idea of American guilt is because they don't know anything about Chinese history, about Russian history, about Japanese history, about the history of the entire continent of Africa, about the history of Islamic civilization and the Ottoman Empire. The history of the world is complicated, and it's messy. And there's no perfect country ever. But when you compare the United States of America to the rest of the world, it is a shocking difference. And that's why I think instinctively many, many American parents are horrified that now you have a tendency on the part of educational institutions to require teaching that emphasizes America's guilt. The headline in the New York Times says, Republican bills across U.S. challenge teaching of racism scope. That's not an accurate headline, because these are not bills that challenge teaching of racism scope. They are bills that oppose propaganda. And it is not a settled matter by historians or sociologists or psychologists or anyone else that racism afflicts every American institution. They just had a big blow up at the American Medical Association for the Journal of the American Medical Association. Now, this is really, really important, because we rely on our doctors. We rely on them for information. For instance, we have two different articles in different publications, one about the 6 reasons that people aren't getting vaccines right now, and the people who are resisting them. Most Americans are getting vaccines and are grateful for them and should be. But then there's a 6 proofs that the vaccines work, and they really do. There's no question about it. But one of the things that makes people distrust our medical establishment is when an editor for JAMA, for the Journal of the American Medical Association, is forced to objectively apologize and then resign, not for anything he said or anything he wrote, but for allowing in his magazine a challenge to the idea that hospitals and physicians and everyone in America today, in 2021, was tremendously racist. And this was one of the reasons for shorter life expectancy for black people. It is because of naked racism built in to the American medical system. Now, if you're talking about the Tuskegee experiment in the 1930s, absolutely, yes, a reflection of racism. But can we stipulate that's almost 100 years ago? And America has changed in that regard. And one of the points I was citing before, Jason Riley, in a great column yesterday, when there is such an emphasis on so much of the propaganda that is being debated here, such an emphasis on the idea that every difficulty, every challenge, every unfair result that involves the black community, that's all based upon slavery, that slavery is still with us, and the slavery which created racism, it wasn't that racism created slavery, it was, at least according to the 1619 Project and critical race theory, it was in order to build the country and to make money and to make progress, they had to justify slavery, so they did that by creating all of these racist theories. The point about all of this is that Jason Riley makes is if the slavery is the reason that right now, to this day, we are still suffering great inequalities due to slavery, why is it that many of the worst statistics regarding the black community, for instance, violent crime? And I'm not talking about perpetrating violent crime, I'm talking about victimized by violent crime. Now, most of the perpetrators are also black who inflict violence on the black community. But the levels of victimhood are way up. And the point that Jason Riley makes is they're way up compared, not just in raw numbers, but in rate, to 50 years ago. Before the civil rights movement, before all of the progress that's been made economically and in other terms, the rate of violent crime was lower. There was a time in this country, and this is one of those things that Thomas Sowell, he should live and be well, points out, at the turn of the century, same kind of time when Booker T. Washington became the first black guy to be invited for dinner at the White House, amazing, by President Theodore Roosevelt, the Republican Roosevelt, that when that happened, black people had a lower crime rate overall than white people. Okay, that's a long time ago. We're not talking about being victims of lynchings and persecution and riots as in Tulsa. We're talking about the devastating kind of crime that occurs every weekend in Chicago and other big cities across the country. And the idea that everything today, that all that suffering is a reflection of slavery, in Ohio, and this again from the New York Times, Republicans in the General Assembly introduced a bill last week to ban teaching that any individual is inherently racist, that any individual bears responsibility for actions committed in the past by the same race or sex, or that the advent of slavery, quote, constitutes the true founding of the United States. Is there anything wrong with that? Is it not useful to have that kind of regulation, at least, that puts us against the idea of trying to propagandize and instill guilt and powerlessness and negativity about our country and the part of our students, our young minds? A biracial student sued his Las Vegas charter school for requiring him to take a sociology course that asked students to list their various racial and gender identities, and that named institutions like family and religion as oppressive. This is a biracial student who didn't want to assume one specific racial identity. A Republican candidate for Senate in Ohio, Jane Timken, said that during a listening tour of the state, she had heard a parent object that second graders were made to draw pictures of themselves as a different race. Look, the whole idea that somehow focusing microscopically on race so that every day you talk about race and the differences of race and the differences of people's experience based upon whether they're black or they're white or they're Latino or they're Asian, that kind of focus, the idea that that's the way to get rid of racism, it's like Chief Justice John Roberts said in his opinion on, I believe it was the University of Michigan case, that there are many people who believe that basically more focus on race will help get rid of racism. And he said it is simply false to believe that you get rid of racism by practicing more racism. And what is racism? Even though Ibram Kendi, ex-Kendi, could not answer that question when he was asked it by a perfectly legitimate speaker, his definition of racism, what racism is making judgments about people based not on what they do or who they are, but based upon their racial heritage. And, for instance, reparations are a classic form of racism because they believe that the mere fact of your ancestry, of your skin color, of your background, that makes you either required to pay or entitled to receive. And that kind of judging of people based upon their racial background is, in fact, un-American. Robert Pondiscio, an education expert, said that the controversy over critical race theory serves a purpose in warning educators to tread carefully on a diverse subject. People have strong feelings about the degree to which race should be central to a kid's education. Anybody really believe that race should be central to a kid's education? That, it seems to me, is unworthy and destructive and negative in every sense for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.